This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Call us 800-228-0550 24/7.
I was born by God's dear.
855-200-1776. I have more of the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts today, and we're going to pick out a couple of callers who call the 24/7 hotline right now. So just call, and anybody calls after this very moment, we'll put you in the sweepstakes here over the next hour with your comments at 855-200-1776 for one of those Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. And they're made out of shipping containers. The Let's Go Brandon is filled with these colorful shipping containers. Hard to explain on the radio, but trust me, they look great. Go look at them at nodactees.com. Nodactees.com.
Let's Go Brandon.
Exactly right. So check those out right there. Let's see, one call, couple texts, then we're going to get to You Marry Giving Day today on the program. Senator John Hovind joins us at the bottom of the hour today on the program. There's a good idea. If you have a question for Senator Hovind, call us on the line right now. Your question will be already ready to go. When we talk to Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour, we'll have your question, and you'll have a shot at a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. 855-200-1776. Just follow the instructions there. Leave a message for us at 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590. Hey, did you know the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Some people think sort of out of sight, out of mind. It does. Every inch of North Dakota. Find out more about this at ndpetroleum.org, because North Dakota oil and natural gas are advancing the possibilities. And thanks to the vision and the generational game-changing investment in the incentives put in place to get a pipeline built to bring natural gas to communities that don't have it. I-29, Highway 2 corridor in eastern North Dakota, a lot of those communities, Botno's one as an example, they don't have access. Rugby's another, right? Rugby? I'm trying to remember. Botno. It's that corridor, they don't have natural gas. And we have all this natural gas in western North Dakota, but we don't have the infrastructure to get them to. Do you know where the natural gas comes to for Fargo, Grand Forks, Canada? How much sense does that make when we have this great bounty? So this is a game-changing project that came out of the legislative session, but that's a great example of every corner of North Dakota is touched by the oil and gas industry. So find out more about that. Also today, we're brought to you by our friends at Pipers, Pipers.com. All their auctions are online now, every single one of them. And I have an auction on my calendar that I can hardly wait for. At Pipers.com. Just go there with me right now. Let's go check this out. Pipers. While you're doing that, I'm going to talk to Tom and Bismarck, because he's been waiting a while to get in, and then we got to get to You Marry Giving Day today and What's on Your Mind. Tom, take it away.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but they found that Carl Rittenhouse guilty. Guilty of ruining the prosecutor's reputation.
I should have waited for the punchline, because I'm like, it's Kyle Rittenhouse, number one. Yeah. And by the way, there is some action on the Rittenhouse trial this morning, because the jury asked for video footage, and they asked for the drone footage, which is sort of substandard, right, Kev?
The original footage that the defense got was not as good and detailed as the video they provided to the jury yesterday. So now the defense is saying we want a mistrial because they didn't give us the video that they're giving you now. So another caveat.
That's playing out of the courtroom right now. Yep. But I'm with you, Tom. The guilty verdict has already been rendered on just how much of a mob mentality the prosecution has had here, and most of the media, too, by the way.
Well, one of the guys he shot didn't do anything that bad, according to the prosecution. He just burned a dumpster and tipped over a porta potty and burned a trailer and tipped over a trailer. But that's all he did.
Yeah.
He didn't certainly deserve to get killed. Well, Kyle should have just taken his beating.
To me, this trial is about one very simple premise, self-defense.
Amen.
It's not about any of these other games. It's just about what constitutes self-defense. So, and a lawless mob, where's the National Guard?
Yeah.
Where's law enforcement locally? And
yep.
You get into that level of anarchy, and that's what happens. Tom, any other humor for us today?
Okay.
Say what?
Any other humor for us today?
No. Just let's go, Brandon.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. Texture said, Scott, you were very rude to the nurse from CHI. You owe her an apology. She's trying to tell you that Sanford may revoke the medical and religious exemptions. All right. I think what I heard was that what I had said previously about exemptions requested of Sanford Health employees on religious or health reasons were granted. She's bringing us a new concern, and that is that some of these may be revisited. I don't know that I apologize myself if you thought I was rude. I take that as new information that's worth tracking down. But mind you, we're just trying to do one minute only today. And best text of the day says, if you want to have consumer impact, check out the website called Second Vote. I'm familiar with these folks, and this texture is exactly right. They research and rate which companies support religious and constitutional freedom or support organizations that are pushing the extreme liberal agenda. Don't align yourself with those trying to destroy our country. Put your money where your heart is. Perfect example of what we're about to talk about and putting your money where your heart is and putting your money to really doing good and really understanding how much good there is available for the dollars you can't take with you anyway. I guarantee you, if you're part of You Marry Giving Day today, you're part of something very special. Very, very special. And as much as it might be a little bit on the painful side to open up the wallet, the reward is incredible. To tell us more about this, we are pleased today to be joined by my friend Jerome Richter, Executive Vice President at the University of Mary. And we also are going to chat in a bit here with Amy Pollard, head volleyball coach, Craig Bagnell, the head football coach, and also Aina Mahoe, who is the head wrestling coach. Jerome, good morning. Tell us about You Marry Giving Day. What do we need to know here?
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here with you. Yes, today is the You Marry Giving Day. So we are pushing it out in all different medias, including your wonderful work and station, to encourage people to give back to our students through scholarships. And so we have scholarships for need-based scholarships. We also have scholarships for our Armada, which supports our athletic program. But before we get into all the details there, Scott, yesterday we celebrated 62 years being here as the University of Mary. So it was our founding day. Just yesterday, we celebrated that with Prayer Day. We started it off right by beginning to thank God for the blessings of the University of Mary, the blessings of the Benedictine sisters who founded and sponsor us, who have been bringing education, culture, healthcare to this region since 1878. And so we're just reaching out to everyone, far and wide, like I said, through all mediums, just to asking them to participate, to support us, to support the young students that are coming to us. 60% plus of our students are coming from out of state. And they're wonderful young people, and sometimes they don't have the means to do it. And we need the support to get them here. And then, as you know, you and I have talked enough, and I'll share it with the public, we don't only want to get them here. We want to form them. We want to help them to become wonderful servant leaders. And then we want to keep them here because we know that we produce some of the finest students and future professionals, and we want to keep them here in the great state of North Dakota to help it continue to boom.
And things are booming at the University of Mary. Just talk a little bit about the growth over the last number of years, Jerome.
We've been very blessed. This time in higher education is not easy for anyone. But at the same time, the Lord is looking out for us. We have tremendous leadership in Monsignor, as you know. We have amazing support from our Board of Trustees. We have amazing support from our donors. You know that we raised in the first phase of Vision 2030 over $101 million. We're growing here. But we're growing most importantly in our student body. We're at about 3,800 students right now. Like I said, over 60% coming from outside the state while keeping our North Dakota numbers strong. And our programs, we have 60 majors, 15 masters, we have 5 doctorates, we have 6 different locations, one down in ASU, which I know you know a little something about. Your daughter's down there participating. We have our campus in Rome. We have a campus in Watford City. It's just really impressive to be able to serve so many people and to do it with the importance of we're forming them for the whole of life. This isn't just about getting them a job. It's about creating faithful, solid citizens that that the world really needs right now. And that's why I'm also super excited to be with the people that I'm with right here, the 3 coaches that you mentioned. So Adam Aho, who coaches wrestling, Abby Pollard, who coaches volleyball, and then Craig Bagnell, who's our football coach, with their job to teach virtue in the greatest arena, which is athletic.
Now think about that, folks. The mission, and we're talking about 3 coaches we're going to chat with here when we come back from the break, is to teach virtue. This is what's different about the University of Mary. This is about how your dollars are funneling into future leaders with virtue. Game changer. We'll talk with the coaches for UMary Giving Day when we come back.
PetroServe USA. Low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. 2 Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Lex Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Dak Diesel. Harvest wraps up now. Perfect time to say, okay, I want this thing running a little bit better. Dak Diesel can do it. Get in for that scheduled maintenance. Get in ahead of those problems. Don't forget the 4-plus additive is fantastic. Save tens of thousands of dollars of repairs. DakDiesel.com. Also brought to you today by our friend at MyPillow. I talked to Mike Lindell yesterday. I was at the Badlands for lunch at Minot, and the phone rings, you know. And there's Mike charging all fronts, talking about his meetings with attorney generals across the USA, talking about the efforts on a, well, he's talked about it recently. Pretty amazing. And, of course, a President Trump interview up at frankspeech.com. But if you go there, all of the MyPillow products are there. You use the promo code Scott, frankspeech.com, and you'll see the interview with President Trump. I have it on our Facebook page as well. And, of course, you can also call him at 800-506-9028. Some of the lowest prices ever right now. MyPillow.com, frankspeech.com, mystore.com. More with our conversation with Jerome Richards. You Marry Giving Day. Here's something you should write down. YouMarryGivingDay.com. YouMarryGivingDay.com. You as in the letter U, Mary as in the mother of our Savior. YouMarryGivingDay.com. YouMarryGivingDay.com. That's where all this action is happening today for the big day that we're talking about. And we're going to talk with the coaches right now and a little bit about student-athlete scholarships, which is a huge part of building a winning program in any athletic department. It is. And the talented young men and women that wear the orange and blue, they're game changers. They are. Not only on the mat, the court, or the gridiron, but ultimately, because virtue is ultimately what these coaches are teaching in life. And to help these young adults come to Mary with a desire to be the best they can, to serve the best they can, and to help the others be, you know, around them in their world the best they can. So greatness through virtue isn't a talking point at the University of Mary. It's a way of life. And I really encourage you to be part of this day today if you can. YouMarryGivingDay.com. Jerome, we have some special guests today, right? Let's talk a little bit about the game changer that student-athlete scholarships and the good work they do at the University of Mary through the Marauder Armada Scholarship Program. Tell me who you have with you there.
Scott, thank you. I have some tremendous people here with me who are doing a wonderful job, and I'm super proud of them in every way, leading their teams, forming young people in virtue, as you just said. They know that their goal is to win. Our goal is to win, but our purpose is to make these young people great, to make them who God wanted them to be and is asking them to be, and it's super important that we do it. And I want to turn it over to share some stories, first to our head football coach, Craig Bagnell, who is proudly an alum of the University of Mary. When I first came out to the University of Mary, I got to go and watch him as quarterback, doing amazing things. And now here he is again doing amazing things as a head coach. And so our head coach for football, Craig Bagnell.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing great, Craig. So we're gonna try to get in the red zone quick here. Tell me your favorite story about what we've just talked about, not only a goal to win, but a purpose, and the purpose you've seen from your athletes. Any particular story that sticks out?
I think a big one that stands out to me is right when I got here, the Armada began. And one, having a plan of what we are going to do to help our student-athletes and help us go out and recruit student-athletes of high character and our athletic people. And so I think Danny Kittner is a perfect example. Danny Kittner was the NSIC Conference Offensive Player of the Year, just announced yesterday. He was a young man from Arizona that we liked, and we thought we had a shot at getting him. But with the Armada and, you know, a day like today, the Giving Day, those people helped us get Danny here on a scholarship. Not only is Danny a great person, I mean, great athlete, he led the entire country. I'm talking every level, Division One, Division Two, every level in reception and yards this year. Just a great athlete, but he's a great person. He's courageous because he does everything right all the time. And that's a big thing we talk about within, you know, having these, the difference between a virtue and a value. A virtue is a habit, a value is a desire. And Danny has the right mindset to be the first guy out there, the last guy out there. You know, he works extremely hard. He cares for his teammates, and he does it the right way. And there's another young man from Florida that didn't have a whole lot. Single family home, you know, came from a rough neighborhood. Dad was never around. He got here, showed up on campus, and I wasn't sure if he was going to make it. But now the kid's got over a 3.2 GPA. He starts for our program. He's a great kid. people know him. And he spoke at our Monday mission. Last year he spoke at the Monday mission, and people know who he is, but he's doing things the right way. And I think that's what the Greatness Through Virtue, is set for, is to develop these young men and women into people that are going to serve not only this campus in this community, but when they're done with their time here, they're going to go help others.
So Craig took us from, you know, pin back on our own 1 yard line down to the red zone, Amy. So we're going to go to the kill here and at least get, inches towards the goal line with a story similar, Abby. Talk a little bit about the volleyball program. Talk a little bit about the game changer that not only comes from a goal to win, but a purpose of virtue, and maybe a particular story you have of one of your volleyball rock stars.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Scott. It's been a neat thing, being here 3 years ago as the assistant, just to see the growth, and 3 years now coming back as the head coach, and to see some of the young women that I interacted with in my first time here, now as seniors in our program, to see them, leading in the way that they were leading. We have a young woman, Natalia Cruz, who's from Puerto Rico, who made an impact in this program over a 5 year time. She's set to graduate here in December and apply for PT school to start in next fall. And to see her growth as a sophomore when I was here 3 years ago, to kind of just a little bit of a lost sophomore who didn't quite know who she was and what she wanted to be, but to see her come in and understand that our goal is to make her the best version of herself. And we talk about that all the time with our recruits, is to make sure that in this short time of four years, can make an entire impact on their life, and can make them, again, be the best version of who they want to be. And that's my passion, to do that. And so to have young women like her succeed in this program and at this institution can only happen with the great, generous people of both across the country and within our own community here that help us out with those scholarships.
The best version of themselves, and she's a PT. We need occupational therapists, physical therapists, nurses, every kind of thing right here. So this is great. It's like a magnet of this virtue to bring them here and to help us build our workforce. Adam, I have about a minute left. You got to go for the pin here. I know you and Jerome, two wrestlers here. We saved you for last, but tell me the best example of virtue on your squad.
Well, it's just like anything. You know, we're dealing with 18 to 21 year olds that sometimes they're trying to find their way when they come to school, and we want to try to build better men for the future that can be good husbands, good fathers, good contributing members to their society down the road, and I think it's really important for us as coaches to help mature and nurture these kids as they go through that process. And, Philip Springsteen's a guy who's a two-time All-American for us that is now, writing code for missile defense for the United States military down in Arizona right now. And he's a guy that graduated with an electrical engineering degree in 4 years. So if it wasn't for a scholarship, that kid wouldn't be here. And God knows, I don't know where he'd be, but he's about the greatest example I can think of.
I love it. There we did it all. The match, the pin, the works. And you know what, folks? There's a lot of matches out there for your hard-earned dollars today. So go to youmarrygivingday.com. They got a big goal today. We're going to help them get there. I'm going to donate the second the show's over. YouMarryGivingDay.com. Thank you all. God bless.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North American Leaders Summit will take place in Washington today. President Biden hosts Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the President of Mexico. It's been announced our president will not be taking any questions from the media. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial are deliberating Thursday. On Wednesday, the defense again called for a mistrial because of prosecutors' misconduct. The claim is prosecutors withheld video evidence until after the defense rested their case. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but did say he was frightened by the media's bias coverage of the trial. Here's one racist example I found on MSNBC and their host, Joy Reid.
There's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears.
Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Where are you right now, and what's for lunch? Petra Serve USA has the home cook and grab-and-go convenience. There last night, right across from the Capitol. Fueling up. And I had a rib sandwich there. It was so dang good, you can't even believe it. The rib sandwich, forget about McDonald's, you know, for a month here or there.
This well, the parts is parts sandwich?
this is a rib sandwich, I'm telling you. And I decided I don't care if I'm messy. I'm coming home, right? The barbecue sauce, the whole deal, man, I loved it. The home cooking's pretty amazing. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich on special today in Valley City. The meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Chicken fettuccine, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury steak on NP Avenue. And chicken wild rice soup in Glendon today. Petro Serve USA. Any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Salted nut rolls are great, 2 for $1 now. And they have some new flavors there, too. And any size fountain pop for 79 cents today. Thursday special. Petrol Serve USA. Lots of bisonware, too. You want to, you know, make sure you're good and warm down there in Frisco. Well, I don't want to jinx anything, but down there in Frisco should be a lot of fun, right? They're playing well, folks. Great weekend.
At the right time, too.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. Bubba got a win last weekend, so that's good, too. All right. We're also brought to you today in part by our friends at Red Wing Shoes. And November 30th and December 1st, Red Wing Shoes is going to be giving away the flag hats. You come, you just say, I stand for the flag, and we whip you a hat, a cap. Right there, a flag cap is yours. So remember that. We'll be at the Northern Ag Expo. Red Wing Shoes, redwingshoes.com. They're at 3003 Main Avenue, Fargo. Senator John Hovind with us for the rest of the program today. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you? Greetings to you and your listeners.
Yeah, glad to have you back on the program today. What's on your mind? Let's start with you, and then we'll find out what's on the minds of our listeners today on a number of different topics. What's front and center for you today?
Well, a whole range of things. Right now we're working to pass what's called the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, but that's the legislation that, you know, sets out all the authorities and so forth for our fantastic military, our great men and women in uniform. And we need to get that done, and we're working hard to get it done. And I've included some amendments that are important in terms of supporting our nuclear triad and some other amendments that, you know, I'm working hard to get included in there. Matter of fact, I got about 20 co-sponsors on them. But, you know, we need to get this bill moving. Democrats, for some reason, have held it up. I can't figure out why. You know, obviously, defense of our nation and supporting our great men and women in our military is a huge priority. So, working on that right now.
If I had to summarize what's on the mind of our listeners right now, it would be the what they would probably call flat-out disaster that's come from the Biden administration. I mean, the inflation, one thing, whether you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, how that impacts agriculture and everything they're buying, rising energy costs are off the charts, and, of course, the continued tyranny of the federal government on vaccine mandates. Give us an update on how you put a big old firewall up against all of that and tackle inflation and rising energy costs and the vaccination mandate.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Scott, I got to tell you, as I'm home going around the state, I'm that's what I'm hearing. And so we're working hard on it. Yesterday, along with John Bozeman, who's our ranking member on ag, and as you know, I'm ranking member on ag approps, and together we had about 10 of our fellow senators up there, and we did a press conference on inflation and the impact that it's having on food prices and, you know, just across the board. And in fact, when I get off with the radio here with you at noon, I'm going up and we're doing one on energy with Senator Barrasso. As you know, I'm on the Energy Committee too, and he's our lead on energy. So did it yesterday on food costs, input costs, you know, the things that the challenges our farmers and ranchers are facing, and now today on energy. But all this goes right back to, in essence, you know, it's inflation that everybody's feeling, whether it's filling up their gas tank, whether it, you know, it's getting to the table, we're going into Thanksgiving, you know, they're seeing that directly across the board. And that's a tax on people. And so you're right. These policies of the Biden administration are de facto, and now they're pushing this huge tax and spend bill. That's a tax on every American because of this inflation that's kicking up. And so that's a huge issue, as you say. And the other is these mandates. We're pushing back hard. We just, every single Republican senator is on a what's called the Congressional Review Act. You and I have talked about it before, but it's an effort to knock down this vaccine mandate that the Biden administration is pushing. And also, again, I've joined with Senator Bozeman. I've got 24 senators on a letter that we just sent to the Secretary of Agriculture saying, hey, don't be imposing mandates on your ag people in the Farm Services Administration, these other agencies that work with our farmers and ranchers. So, you know, and then we're fighting it through the courts, as you know. But you're right. That's when I'm out there talking to people, I'm hearing that is the number one thing, putting these mandates on businesses for vaccines and so forth. And people are very concerned about it. So we're working on that on a daily basis.
Texter wants to know if you can help the military by not forcing them to have to be vaccinated.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do. As I told you, I'm working it on the ag side, you know, because of being the ranking person on ag props and on senior on ag and all that. But so there's two aspects to what the Biden people are doing. They're trying to mandate this in terms of having businesses mandate their employees, which, of course, I think that is clearly not constitutional. I think we're going to beat that through this CRA I just described to you. But I really think we're going to beat it in court. And that is, in essence, had a stay now in the Fifth Circuit. I think that is going to prevent them from implementing it on January 4. And then I think ultimately we'll get the court to strike it, knock it down. But you're right. Then the Biden administration is still pushing these things through the agencies. And that's how we're trying to figure out how do we prevent them from mandating it through the agencies, just like they're trying to do through businesses.
Senator John Holman with us today. Questions, comments, welcome on what's on your mind. Before I go to the calls and the text for you, can you tell me what this privilege vote is all about? Because I think I heard you were two votes short of getting an actual vote to stop the executive orders on the vaccine mandates from the Biden administration. If you get that, what is a privilege vote? Does it still have to go to the House to get passed? Because if so, it's not going to happen anyway. I mean, you have a fighting shot here at actually using a piece of legislation to stop Biden on this.
See, that's the privilege vote just means that you don't have to go through filibuster. So you actually can get a vote on it with 50. If you get 50 people on the bill, you can force a vote. That's what we've done with the Congressional Review Act. So we should get a vote on it. And the key will be whether or not we can get any Democrats to join us. That's key. And, of course, then the president can veto it. So it makes it a tough lift. But I think we put a lot of pressure on our colleagues in the Congress with this. And I think it also, as I said, strengthens our hand in terms of getting this thing knocked down in the courts, which I really believe will happen. And like I say, we've got to stay on it. Remember, it doesn't go into effect until January 4. There's a stay on that now. So I really do think we have a chance to beat it.
Dana in Bismarck for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, John. This is Dana,
hey, Dana.
Brandenburg. Okay.
Oh, how you doing, man?
I'm just good. I'm doing great. We don't want them. And all these states are wasting a bunch of state money to have our attorney generals, you know, go to court on this. When if you guys on the federal level, you know, now you're talking January 4th, so then by the time you probably get something done, it'll work into your election deal. But we want it banned. We want it to stop. You should never have the authority in this country to ever force us to put anything in our body. That's ours.
Well, Dana, I just got done saying I don't think I agree with you. I don't think the authority is there. I think this goes beyond what the Constitution allows. And remember, it doesn't go into effect till January 4. And we've already got to stay in the circuit court, which means it can't go into effect. It has to be adjudicated. And I think it's going to be knocked down as unconstitutional. That's why we've pushed the court case. So that's the same, I think, as you're saying, is that this mandate goes beyond what is constitutionally allowed in the country.
And, by the way, there are several, this was asked about yesterday, you know, okay, fine, the OSHA rule, great, but what about the one with federal employees? As I understand from Wayne Stengem, there are tracks in the courts on all of them, right? When you say you're against the vax mandate, it's all of them. Federal contracts that are tied to every employee that works,
right,
as well as, you know, the 100 and above, right? Yeah, just get rid of them all.
That's it. And right. That is, yes, you're correct, Scott. And what I'm saying is it looks to me like we're on a good track to not only prevent the one on businesses, the mandate on businesses from going into effect, we're also on track to knock it down.
And North Dakota,
the ones where they're working through.
Yeah, North Dakota is a party to all three of the lawsuits. So we're talking about the OSHA rule. That's for if you're an employer and you have 100 more people. The CMS medical facility litigation is the newer one, and then also the requirement for vaccines for contractors and subcontractors. So there are pending lawsuits on every single one of them. Chuck Verona for Senator John Hovind. Go, Chuck.
Morning.
Morning, Chuck.
John, I was wondering why you voted for the Communist Infrastructure Bill.
Well, what we're trying to do is make sure that any spending that does go through is for hard infrastructure, but prevent the Democrats from being able to pass their tax and spend bill. And so in the Senate, that's our best bet to try to stop their tax and spend. That's where, see, they can do it 100% on their own, and that's where working hopefully with Manchin and Sinema, we can maybe actually stop them now from getting that bigger tax and spend bill. So it was actually a way to try to reduce the amount of spending, but make sure what is spent reasonably goes for hard infrastructure, and try to stop the broader tax and spend that they've been trying to move. At one time, they were talking as much as $6 trillion. Now they're talking about $1.75 trillion. Regardless, we're doing our best to defeat that.
So it's the evil of two lessers, then?
It's, again, yeah, just what I described, trying to make sure that we defeat the tax and spend, and that any money that does actually get approved goes as best as we can make it happen for our infrastructure.
Quick question, Chuck. So you believe that infrastructure, roads, bridges, like North Dakota, for instance, in that bill will have a 50% increase in actual hard infrastructure for 5 years. You think that's evil, given what it adds to the debt?
What percent of the bill is actually infrastructure?
All right, we'll have to answer that question when we come back. There's a lot of misinformation out there about that. What percentage of that bill is actually hard infrastructure? Mark?
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Senator John Hoeven here. A few more minutes, want to get to all your questions, but the caller before the break said how much of the bill is actually infrastructure. You hear this a lot. I'm talking about the bill that's passed now that the president has signed and is law. How much of it is infrastructure, hard infrastructure, Senator?
Yeah, the majority of it's hard infrastructure, but we got to kind of go through it a little bit so people understand, because there's a lot of different ways to calculate on it, and maybe that creates some confusion. You start out with the highway bill, which is around $400 billion. Now, that's all roads and bridges, so that's all infrastructure. And then what we actually added to it was the $550 billion, which brings it up to $950 billion, a little north of that. But that's the additional, in essence. So it was this $550 billion added on to the regular roads and bridges highway bill. Of that, $110 billion went to roads. So obviously, between what was already in the highway bill and about $400 billion, you had another $110 billion. You can see that, you know, you're $400 to $500 billion in things that people definitely consider as infrastructure, whether it's roads and bridges, whether it's rail, whether it's fixing our ports, whether it's sewer systems, all those kind of things. Then from there, people have disagreement about what constitutes hard infrastructure. For example, would you say broadband is hard infrastructure? Well, that's $65 billion. That makes a big difference. How about, hardening, our ports and all those kind of things to prevent floods and those kind of things as well. So as you get, how about carbon capture? There's $12 billion in there for us to crack the code on carbon capture in North Dakota. I think that's really important for us. Would somebody say that's hard infrastructure? So that's where there's these different opinions, and depending on how somebody wants to argue, they'll say, oh, it's not hard infrastructure, or it is.
And the two bills, one that's passed and one that's pending, the hope and wish and prayer was that the bill that's passed would give cover to the Democrats that are on the fence to not have to vote for the big one. Do you still believe you have the possibility, the real significant counting noses possibility to kill the 1.75 social change, Bernie Sanders utopia?
Well, that's what we hope. And you see that they're obviously bunched up on it. Now you've got the House going back and forth between their moderates and their progressives. But remember, even if they are able to move something out of the House at some point, they're talking about something that's way lower than the $6 trillion that they started at. And then it would still have to come over and get through the Senate. And that could be a long process because you've already got people like Manchin and Sinema saying, no, that they are not going to be willing to go for this big tax and spend bill the way the House is crafting it. So, again, that's what we have been trying to accomplish from the start, is making sure that any money that is spent on infrastructure to the best of our ability, and minimize the spending, the tax, and the spending that the Democrats are trying to do. And we're doing it in the context, remember this, where the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House. They control all three.
I'm reading a headline from Bloomberg or somewhere. It says Pete Buttigieg just became the most powerful transportation secretary ever because the new bill marks a new phase and his most significant accomplishment in public life so far, because he'll command $210 billion over 5 years in discretionary grants. Does he have that much power? Did we give him that out of this bill?
Well, clearly it's Secretary of Transportation, he's going to have a say in how these things go, and we'll just have to continue to work as hard as we can to make sure they go for the right things. But again, that's the challenge of why, we've got to get, we've got to win these elections in 22 and then 24 and take back the Senate and the House and ultimately the White House.
Texter says, Senator Hoban, how much damage is done to our freedom to get infrastructure money? It is not worth it if we have to lose freedoms. Fight for freedom first.
Well, I agree with that. I think we have to do everything we can to preserve our freedoms and our liberties. And, again, that's why I go back to we've got to get back in the majority. One other thing, though, I do want to point out as we work through this is, a lot of people talk about the filibuster. Again, working with Manchin and Sinema and some of these others to preserve the filibuster is critically important. Think about this. If we didn't have that 60-vote filibuster requirement in the Senate right now, the Democrats, first thing they would do is they'd make Washington, D.C. a state and Puerto Rico a state. They'd immediately get four more Democrat senators. They would be able to pack the Supreme Court. Okay, and then think about what that means in terms of decisions on the life issue and everything else. The other thing is they would pass their voting rights bill, okay? And that means they'd federalize elections. So remember, the Senate and the filibuster and getting some of these Democrats to try to work with us is a way to stop or slow down some of this stuff until we can get the majority back and stop it. We've got to deal with the reality, again, that the Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the White House. We've got to slow them down as best we can, win the elections, and turn this thing around.
Cal Bismarck, real quick question and a quick answer. Literally half a minute left here, Cal, so go quick.
Yeah, Saul Amavera is going to be nominated for the Comptroller of the Currency, and she wants to bankrupt the oil and gas industry, do away with national banks, and make it so everybody has their account at the Federal Reserve Bank. I just want to know what the chances of her getting confirmed in the Senate. And it's
all right. Senator?
I hope we can stop it. Again, I go back to why it's so important we can control the Senate, because we can stop those appointments. Now we've got to get at least one Democrat to go with us.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. We'll chat again soon. Keep fighting. Keep fighting.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Out of time, my friends. Do it all over again tomorrow. Remember, 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson, and Scott Hinnon saying God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.